little number there from Banners here at Sunny 101.9. We're bright and early in the morning. We're all thanks to the Upper Peninsula Health Plan, UP Health Plan, located Marquette, serving the entire UP. UPHP committed to a healthier UP, your partner in health for almost 20 years at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Always good here, Walter, to check in with friends on the program.
Yep. Joining us now with a legislative update is our friend Senator Ed McBroom. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I hope you had yourself a good Easter and all of that with the family, and now kind of back at it. One of the things that I did want to talk with you this morning is, we kind of touched on this the last time we talked, but you had gotten together with a colleague, Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor, calling on creating a permanent oversight committee in the Senate that has to do with increasing of transparency. I didn't really get a chance to talk with you too much about it. I want to take a couple minutes this morning to talk about this a little bit. What is this initiative and this effort, and what is sort of the goal with this?
Yeah, so Senator Irwin and is actually a member of the oversight committee that I chair right now. And when one of the projects that we've had is just working on the idea that oversight of various government departments, going through the audits that we receive from the Auditor General, and being able to follow up with how laws are being effectively or ineffectively executed by various agencies and departments is really important. But how do we keep it going? How do we stabilize it? And how do we keep it from just being a political effort? And so in that vein, we've done a lot of research, we've looked at other states, and one of the things that's really clear is that some of the states that are doing this best have committees that are bipartisan. They have equal membership, Democrat, Republican. They have some specific constitutional duties that don't go away, because oversight committee, the Senate didn't even have one until I was around for almost 20 years. So it's some efforts like that, putting in the Constitution, having it bipartisan, having it have a mandate from the Constitution of how it would be structured. Those are just kind of the building blocks that we've come up with from our research and we're trying to execute now.
Now, Jeff Irwin is a Democrat from Ann Arbor. Of course, you're a Republican from the UP. How did that come to be that the two of you were able to come to some sort of agreement on it? And then beyond that, how important will this bipartisanship be to get this kind of thing actually established and running?
Yeah, well, Jeff and I have been friends for a long time. His dad was actually the UP senator back in the 80s and 90s, and he and I are about the same age, and so we had some connectivity because of that, UP background. And then I think we just have, Jeff's almost, he's so liberal that at times he's a libertarian. And so so we come together and have a lot of the same passion to see government work for its people, to be responsive, and not to always see oversight as being a political tool. And that's what you see so often around the country, and even at the federal level, right, is that, well, you're investigating the other side's governor. And when it's your governor, then you don't do very much. And that was a criticism I had in my House days when we had Rick Snyder there. It was like, look, I liked Rick Snyder, and I thought he did a lot of things well, but that didn't mean that the House or the Senate shouldn't be actively pursuing his administration when it makes mistakes. And, you know, I was one of the leaders on the Flint water investigation because of that. And Jeff was actually on that investigating committee too. I asked for him to be appointed to it. And so how do we make sure that oversight just happens and that it's always there and that it doesn't matter whether it's your side or the other side, it's just going to happen. And I think that's a passion both of us have shared, and that's why this project has been successful, because it's got to be something that's going on for the betterment of the state for everybody.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom this morning about getting a Senate Oversight Committee together, increasing transparency and fairness in government. Where is this at now? I mean, I know this has just been in the talks, and I'm assuming you have to get some things introduced, maybe passed, and that could be more of an uphill battle because of partisanship. But where are things now with it?
So it just got introduced, I think last week was when it got read in. And so part of it is a constitutional amendment and would need super majority votes from both the House and the Senate. And then it would go to a vote of the people on the November ballot. And it's right now I'm trying to convince my leadership and others to not just take this issue up, but to package it with a number of other transparency and government reforms that I've been working on for quite a while, including open records access to the legislature and the governor's office, campaign finance and office holder finances reform, and conflict of interest disclosures. So we have quite a list of better government things that we've been working on with a number of colleagues on both the House and the Senate side. And it will take a real effort, but I'm trying not to just do one and then say, have a bunch of my colleagues say, okay, now we did this, so leave us alone. No, I want to get all of these through. So it's quite a work yet.
Well, Ed, we appreciate the update on that. I know we'll be watching it and I'll talk with you again soon about it. And just best of luck with the effort, and we will catch up with you in the next month or so.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I hope you have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. That's State Senator Ed McBroom joining us this morning, giving us a quick legislative update. If you missed any of that, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.
Advancing the health and well-being of the communities.